Welcome back to Ready, Set, Scale, hosted this season by Lauren Eckstein. Today's episode is sponsored by Cisco, Zebra, Axis, Datalogic, Elo, Epson, Honeywell, and Star. As technology adoption and digital growth continue accelerating rapidly, it's time to take a closer and deeper look at what your existing retail and grocery customers need. With help from ScanSource, provide new retail and grocery solutions that prioritize safety, efficiency, and convenience. Ones that keep your customers flexible and competitive. To discover the endless retail and grocery opportunities at ScanSource, visit scansource.com/retail and grocery. In today's episode, we'll speak with Hedgie Bartle, Retail Business Development Manager at Axis. Good morning, Hedgie. So nice to meet you. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning. Absolutely. Nice to meet you. Glad to be here.
Yeah. So this is actually my first time speaking with you. So I was hoping that you could share with both me and our listeners a little bit more about what your job entails today and some of your background within this industry.
Sure. So I am the segment development manager for retail here in the U.S. for Axis Communications. I have been serving the retail space now for about 25 years, pretty much exclusively in the loss prevention area and arena. Been with Axis about 9.5 years and just try to bring solutions to my customers, listen to their needs, be a resource for them, as well as my team here at Axis and our partners such as ScanSource.
Great. So just for my own knowledge, loss prevention, what exactly does that entail?
So loss prevention, really it entails what they term now is total retail loss, which means any area or way that a retailer could lose money, lose profits, lose anything, whether it's through theft, inventory mismanagement, of course, you know, tragedies and fires and loss and safety and risk, as well as, and most importantly, to their store associates. The loss prevention professional in retail encompasses more areas of the retail business than any other single business unit. They are faced with impacting store design, as well as your general thoughts for safety and security. But also, they deal with processes and procedures in retail, overall operations, even get involved with HR when it comes to pre-employment screening. They deal with point-of-sale systems themselves, because they, you know, that's where a tremendous amount of loss and fraud can occur. So really, the loss prevention arena has actually grown and changed over the years and decades. They're not always referred to as loss prevention. They're referred to as loss prevention or also asset protection. Some are regarded as profit protection. So they really wear many hats. And I would say that in general, the vice president of loss prevention in a retailer is a C-level individual because they have a bottom line financial responsibility to the organization that they call shrink.
You know, and that's interesting because just coming from the marketing side, you know, we think about who's the decision maker, who's the one that we need to talk to when we're trying to get a specific message out. And thinking about the loss prevention or the asset protection type role is something that I think sometimes can get overlooked, but is obviously a very important part of the business strategy and the planning for profitability within the company. So I appreciate you giving me some background, and it definitely gives me something to think about moving forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that being said, you mentioned that, you know, even that title and what that all encompasses has changed over the years. So what would you say is one innovation within the retail or grocery space that you're excited to see come to fruition or to advance again this year?
Well, you kind of put me on the spot coming up with just one. I would say that probably the one innovation is the integration of systems working together. Instead of retailers placing a device or a technology in a store for a single purpose, they're looking for those systems to do more than one thing. It's real hard to make an argument to spend the money on security for the sake of just security, but rather these individuals, these loss prevention, asset protection professionals are looking for ways to not only impact shrink and loss, but also how can I impact overall operations and increase sales and the customer experience. So they're impacting the bottom line along with the top line. And so seeing that integration of systems, probably primarily influenced today by the advent of analytics, that can do more than just count people, but rather maybe send notifications and alerts when occupancy is reaching a threshold that it shouldn't be, especially in today's environment, or someone is standing in an area of the store that maybe a high theft item, a high value item, or an item that usually needs some help or assistance. And when they're there for longer than usual, there's a notification, audio announcement, a notification sent to a manager or store associate so that they know that someone needs assistance in health and beauty. And they go to provide that presence, to provide that customer service, whether it's someone who does need help or maybe someone who is about to do something they shouldn't be doing and need a little bit of deterrent. So you're going to see the integration of systems, the advent of analytics, and what this allows is for today's integrator to really be an integrator again instead of an installer, where they can sit down with the retailer and they can say, okay, well, what are you ultimately needing to accomplish? If it's just security, which I would doubt anyone would say, then that's one approach, and that's very much the installer approach. Okay, we can hang the cameras, we can focus the cameras, we can run the cable. But I'd be willing to say they would say things like, I've got an issue with my fire exits are being blocked with inventory, and I can't change the behavior. How can you help me with that? I need solutions, not just systems. And so the integrator has that opportunity to sit there with their customer and say, okay, well, let's figure this out. Let's see what sort of technologies and components we need to put together to address this issue. And again, you're integrating systems. You're bringing in maybe a camera running an analytic and an audio speaker because we're all on the network, all the devices, everything. And, you know, IoT is a big term and so forth. Because everything is becoming network enabled, you are able to then have these devices, these technologies, talk to one another, work together. And the sum of the parts is greater than the whole.
Well, and I love that. The thought of, you know, you need a solution more than just a system is definitely something that resonates, especially going into this year. And I love the thought and encouragement that, you know, integration is really back in its strongest form. And now is really the time to consider things outside of, yes, I just want security, but, you know, how is that security applied? How is that security accessed and analyzed? So You actually, so far, I really appreciate the detail that you've provided because you've kind of already helped me cover my next question, which is great. And, you know, it's really around more of that retail loss prevention. It is, or at least it sounds like it can become a difficult skill to master. So my question to you, you've kind of already covered, you know, what it is, who's really responsible for it. You've given some great examples of how it's involved within retail. I was hoping maybe you could give some insight onto more of the grocery side, as well as what types of tools or training is out there for somebody that might be an integrative partner, but is really looking to expand that conversation with their customer in a way that maybe they haven't explored in the past.
Absolutely. So I think one thing to keep in mind is, you know, our environment right now has changed. Our environment has actually created the acceleration of various initiatives that the retailers have had for some time. And because of the environment we're in with social distancing and occupancies and things like that, they've had to accelerate, such as buy online, pick up in store, otherwise known as BOPIS. Also curbside pickup, curbside delivery, and things like that.
I'm sorry, what did you say that was called?
BOPIS, B-O-P-I-S, BOPIS, buy online, pickup in store.
Love it.
The retail world is a world of acronyms. Then there's BORIS, buy online, return in store. So more grammar for you to know for the retail language there.
Perfect.
But, you know, a lot of these things, such as the e-commerce side, the curbside delivery and buy online, pick up in store and things like that have been materializing, but they've accelerated. And technology is certainly playing a role in that as we move forward. So some of the other things to consider when you're looking at these new initiatives in the retail market are, how can my technology impact that? Whether it's through things like license plate recognition, having them present a QR code to a door entry station that lets people inside know that order number 678 is here for pickup and things like that. And when you did say, you know, retail security technology can be a difficult skill to master, I would agree and disagree. because 10 years ago, it was a more difficult skill to master because it was an analog world. And you had a lot of challenges when it came to utilizing analog technology to accomplish their goals in retail. We had things like multiplexers and spot monitors and things like that. And it took an extremely specialized skill set to address the security space. While those skills are still very important when it comes to designing systems for security, because everything is becoming network enabled, it is a much easier route for a traditional integrator to go down because they're already in the stores implementing technology, point of sale systems, network drops, other various systems within the four walls of a store. So when you're running a Cat5 cable for a register or a scanner or some other device, why not run a Cat5 cable for a camera? Then you've already gotten yourself halfway there. From there, it's a matter of educating yourself and your team on the basics of security technology. And where I would recommend you go for that is Axis.com. We have a tremendous offering in the way of Axis Academies for learning things about camera-specific technology, field of view, angle of view, camera lensing, pixels on target, megapixel technology, and things like that. So if you really want to fill up your days with education, I would challenge you to try to make it through all the training that we have available. In addition to the online modules, we have classes throughout the country, throughout the world, actually, which will give you more hands-on experience and training on implementing the various camera technologies and solutions that we have beyond cameras, even into audio and radars and access control and door entry stations. I would say now's the time to go get your doctorate on IP security technology.
So you briefly mentioned how a lot of the solutions in play are things like curbside pickup, food delivery. I know things like personal shopping are something that are on companies' radars prior to what they probably were before 2020. So do you think that these solutions are here to stay? Have you seen any new solutions in the market? And how do you think they affect customer experience for the companies that successfully adopt them?
So first of all, I would say that they are definitely here to stay. I have a weekly call with several retailers ever since the whole COVID thing started. You know, we talk about these solutions and they say unequivocally that it is, these things are here to stay. The curbside pickup, buy online pickup in store, the third party food deliveries and Instacarts and so forth are definitely a part of our new shopping experience. And as far as how they affect the customer experience, I actually read an article where some surveys were done of consumers and they were actually so grateful to the retail industry for maintaining the flow of business, maintaining the ability to serve them through curbside pickup because many people were, you know, very hesitant to go in stores, but still, you know, needing to obtain what they needed and want. The experience to, for the customer to have that choice, to have that option has been fantastic. There has been some challenge when it comes to, you know, accuracy of orders and things like that. But as usual, you see the retail industry rise up and meet those needs and address the, you know, the challenges that they might have been faced with when they first started implementing the new systems. And they just, by their nature, loss prevention, asset protection professionals are problem solvers. And they continue to say, okay, well, how can we, first of all, how can we utilize our most important asset, which is our people, to solve the problems? And then how can we utilize and leverage our technology to augment the actions of our associates? So utilizing, again, things like license plate recognition, analytics that can identify whether it was a Big Mac or a you know, just a cheeseburger that went into the bag for the third-party food delivery. The Instacart folks were the ones that actually made the purchase because we could see them in their uniforms on the camera and things like that.
Sure. I appreciate the insights. I will say food delivery was definitely something I was very hesitant of before last year, but it has become a very regular staple in my weekly routine. So it is amazing how quickly the technology has progressed to make it a much more user-friendly and reliable experience over the year. So that being said, let's get a little bit more specific for Axis. So what type of tech solutions does Axis offer that can help enhance the overall customer and employee experience within the retail and grocery space? And to kind of follow up on that, are there any new solutions that we should expect to see in the upcoming months?
So I would say the first thing from a, you know, Axis technology solution standpoint that we offer is a wide array of products and technologies, not just cameras. I mean, we're known as a camera company, but I tell people we are not so much a camera company as we are an intelligent device company. So in addition to our line of cameras, we have things like network speakers, access control, radars, and door entry stations and so forth, along with analytics that actually run onboard the devices, like you might have an app on your phone. So with that wide array of offerings and solutions, again, going back to what we talked about earlier with the integration of systems, it gives you the opportunity and the ability to integrate and offer those, you know, full-fledged, soup-to-nuts, holistic solutions to your customers. As far as new solutions, I think you'll see more intelligence coming to the devices at the edge, such as Axis has some cameras now that we have just launched that have DLPU chips, which is a deep learning processing unit, which will allow you to do artificial intelligence at the edge, and the edge being the device that's at the end of that cable, which in this case would be a camera. So you can identify behaviors, identify colors, identify is someone, you know, sitting, standing, lying down. Have they reached out to a shelf more than three or four times, which might be a shelf sweep situation and things like that. So you're going to see more and more of that intelligence coming at the edge, allowing folks to do more in the stores without having to invest in servers and cloud infrastructure and things like that.
Great. I'm not going to lie to you. The thought of somebody being able to tell how many times I reach for something on a shelf really makes me wonder sometimes what people think of me when they watch me grocery shop, because I am definitely the zombie shopper where I will walk through an aisle three or four times, pick up the same item three or four times before I actually make a decision. So I'm making a mental note of that one. So good to know.
Absolutely.
Well, great. Well, this has all been super insightful for me as well as our listeners, I'm sure. And so I kind of wanted to wrap up our discussion today with one final question. So as the way that we experience retail and grocery continue to evolve, what would you say is the biggest piece of advice that you would offer to those trying to sustain their current business or to break into either of these industries that we've discussed today?
So the biggest piece of advice I can give you is that retail is different, right? Especially when it comes to retail security. It is a community. It is not an industry. And don't expect that, you know, a lot of your typical sales training, sales 101 is going to be effective in the retail space. You know, loss prevention, asset protection professionals are trained investigators, right? So they can smell a sales pitch from a mile away. So take the time to get to know your customers, to build the relationship, to be a part of this community. Also, take the time to listen and talk and see what their needs are. They work with who they trust, and they trust who they know. So time is very important. Time spent listening and recognizing that, as I said before, the LPAP professional is a C-level individual. If you really want to shut yourself out of a potential customer, then go around that individual. A lot of sales methodology 101 will tell you to call the president, call the CEO, and have them push you to the individual that is the decision maker, I guess. And I will tell you, if you do that in retail loss prevention, they will say, well, you obviously don't know how we work. So work with those asset protection people. Recognize that they know more about the overall retail operations than any other business unit in retail. And show them that you care. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Well, Haji, thank you so much for joining us today. I've really enjoyed talking with you and hearing your insights, and my head is spinning with the thoughts that you've given me today and the way that we can really try to figure out, even from a ScanSource perspective, how we can work with our partners in a closer way to help them really take this advice that you've given and put that into action. So I really appreciate your time. I hope that we have the opportunity to speak again soon, and I appreciate everything that you've done today.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. And if any of your integrator partners would like to talk further, just have them reach out to me. I'm, as you could tell, I'm happy to talk, and I'll talk a lot.
Well, wonderful. All right.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you. Today's episode is sponsored by Cisco, Zebra, Axis, Datalogic, Elo, Epson, Honeywell, and Star. As technology adoption and digital growth continue accelerating rapidly, it's time to take a closer and deeper look at what your existing retail and grocery customers need. With help from ScanSource, provide new retail and grocery solutions that prioritize safety, efficiency, and convenience. Ones that keep your customers flexible and competitive. To discover the endless retail and grocery opportunities at ScanSource, visit scansource.com/retail and grocery.
We really hope you enjoyed spending time with us today. Be sure to join us again for our next Ready, Set, Scale episode. And in the meantime, let us know if you have any questions or any suggestions for future podcast topics by going to scansource.com/RSS question. We love hearing from you.